This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, March 21st, 2022. I'm Caleb Brown. The president's call for Buy American provisions embedded into government infrastructure plans are counterproductive in a number of ways and will end up costing Americans far more than it should. Cato's Colin Grabow explains.
We're recording this a couple of days after Joe Biden gave his State of the Union address. And what was notable from the trade front there?
Well, what I found notable about Biden's speech was his talk about buying American, producing things in the United States. I think he specifically said we need to make more cars and semiconductors in America. And then he also said that we should not rely on foreign supply chains. We should do it here in the United States instead of abroad, I think was one theme of his speech.
And specifically on the Buy American provisions, he's talking specifically about government purchases, right? At least in the speech.
That's my understanding of what he was referring to. These are requirements that when the government purchases certain products, for example, when it is funding infrastructure projects, that the materials used in that infrastructure project, the steel and iron, for example, or even under new legislation, the drywall even has to be sourced from Americans. So I suspect that's what President Biden was referring to, and it's very much in keeping with his enthusiasm for Buy American provisions.
And if you like global supply chains, if you like them to exist, to provide goods and services to people around the world, the notion that the U.S. should become less dependent, less interdependent on global supply chains, that's at least a little troubling.
It is. I think that a lot of people, they think of Americans using foreign supply chains and talk of dependency. I think dependency, you know, inherently has a negative connotation that comes with that. But it gives us lots and lots of advantages that I think go underappreciated. You know, there's also talk in Biden's speech about inflation. I don't think it's a coincidence. In fact, I know it's not a coincidence that we've enjoyed an era of low inflation in recent decades that is also correlated with increasing amounts of globalization. The ability of Americans to efficiently source abroad and incorporate foreigners into our supply chains means that we can have more competitive products, lower costs. And in fact, indeed, this is something that President Biden hit on in his speech. He said that lowering your costs means demanding more competition. The best way to achieve more competition, or one major way of achieving more competition, is lowering trade barriers and letting Americans compete with foreigners and letting foreigners into our marketplace. So I found his rhetoric about buying American to also be very much at odds with some of his rhetoric about competition, which I wholeheartedly agree with.
Larry Summers, the economist, basically, I guess, called out both Joe Biden and Paul Krugman in saying, hey, these Buy American provisions are inflationary. And Joe Biden mentioned inflation, I think, six times in his State of the Union speech. To the extent that there are downsides to Buy American, inflation would seem to loom rather large right now.
Absolutely. As Larry Summers pointed out, when you have these kinds of restrictions, it means less competition. It means you can't shop around as much for the best bargain. It means that people cannot buy at the lowest cost. Just to give one example of this, something more concrete, perhaps, when it comes to infrastructure, infrastructure is also defined to include optic cables. So this is relevant to efforts to expand broadband, for example. Well, there's only one major supplier of optic cables, I believe, in the United States, which is Corning. So rather than being able to choose from corporations around the world, if you have to buy American, you go from many to one. Obviously, that's going to mean higher costs. If for no other reason, then suddenly everybody has to buy from one person. They've got a backlog of orders. And obviously, there's not a huge incentive on their part to cut costs and to provide the lowest price. So yes, it's very much at odds Buy America with the idea of providing lower prices, as Larry Summers pointed out.
Yeah, and I can imagine that in a number of industries, there are one or two large players, as you mentioned, Corning in one industry, But when you have a lot of money sloshing around in an economy, that's where you see price hikes. That's where you see the increases most notably. People are complaining about like shipping and things like that. It's like, well, shipping is not particularly competitive in the United States.
That's right. So one part of this is you're restricting supply. You know, when there are, you can only buy American, you can only buy from one country in the world, you dramatically lower the supply. But the other part is, of course, demand. And if you're trying to spend a lot more money to try to accomplish these various goals, such as improved infrastructure, well, you have more money chasing less supply, and you should be trying to do the opposite, expand supply, especially if you're concerned about inflation. Yeah, you brought up shipping. One interesting remark that President Biden made in his speech is he desires to see more goods moving faster and cheaper in America. I could not agree more. That would be fantastic. Yet, President Biden is also a supporter of the Jones Act, which is a long bugaboo of mine and others at the Cato Institute, which, of course, means much higher transportation costs for moving goods by water in the United States. And not just by water, but because water is so expensive, we put it on trucks and trains, and means more demand for those. So it has impacts across the entire transportation sector.
To the extent that this is the where Joe Biden wants to go with respect to trade, with respect to trying to fight inflation, with respect to where American companies, where American consumers, where the government sources its goods and services, how does that manifest itself in policy or law? I assume a lot of that's already built into things that he would like to see passed into law, presumably already built into provisions that have already been passed into law.
Yes. So I believe in November, President Biden signed into law the infrastructure bill. And that, of course, contained expanded Buy American provisions that previously a lot of infrastructure projects, they only needed to purchase iron and steel that were American. Now, other types of materials are included as well. So that's going to mean that building infrastructure will be more costly, which undermines President Biden's goal of improved infrastructure. Well, we want the best infrastructure. We should try to do it for the best, for lowest price possible. After all, we live in a world of limited resources, and more money spent on one infrastructure project means less money available for another. And it's not just about, we talk a lot about costs, but there's also a qualitative aspect to this. When you can't buy from everything that the world has to offer, that means you're going to settle for reduced quality. We're a big country. There are a lot of things we can do well, but there are other things that other countries can do better in some areas, and we should recognize that and appreciate it. This is what specialization, comparative advantage is all about, and we should take advantage of that. So it denies us that as well. So President Biden, he talks a lot about better infrastructure. He talks about more competition. Who couldn't be for against those things? But then on the other hand, he talks about Buy America provisions that undermine these goals. So it's rhetoric that's very much at odds with itself in some regards.
Colin Grabow is a trade policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and give a rating to the Cato Daily Podcast on your podcast platform of choice. And follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.